You cannot separate the tech tyranny from the pharma tyranny. They are one and the same. They're all working in concert, and this has been proven again and again with Google's search suggestions, for example. Their search suggestions are always pro-pharma, anti-natural medicine, anti-nutrition. And the search results are the same way. Everything is geared to push pharmaceuticals and push conventional medicine and downplay or censor or completely eliminate anything that promotes prevention, natural health, nutrition, healthy eating, not needing chemotherapy, you know, alternatives to heart drugs, alternatives to diabetes drugs, and so on. Google has long been working in conspiracy with the pharmaceutical giants. This became apparent to me several years ago when Google banned us from advertising on their AdWords platform, saying that you couldn't advertise anything that claimed to support health as a supplement. You could only advertise pharmaceuticals, and even then, you couldn't advertise if you were a Canadian pharmaceutical or a pharmacy or a Mexican pharmacy or some other outside the US pharmacy. Google would limit it to United States pharmacies so that Big Pharma could charge its monopoly prices, even though Canada has pharmacies that will sell you the same exact medications for a fraction of the price. Google banned them. Just an early example of Google's anti-free market, anti-competition practices that have now been amplified to the present day, where Google itself is a dangerous monopoly engaged in thought control, election meddling, massive criminal conspiracy, and fraud. That's what Google has become. But never forget that for years, Google has been about pushing pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and suppressing information about natural health. Now, interestingly, in just the last week or so, Google shut off natural organic search results to Mercola.com. Now, Dr. Joseph Mercola has had one of the largest online presence of any, you know, content company in the realms of natural health and nutrition. He started early in the 1990s, and he, in many ways, dominated organic search results. Natural News had very good positions as well, until the summer of 2017. That's when Google essentially blacklisted Natural News search results and took away most of our organic traffic. And I think people like Dr. Mercola thought that that would never happen to them, because they weren't discussing politics in the same way that we were at Natural News. You know, we've been openly anti-Clinton. We've been pro-Trump. And regardless of what you think about Trump, and I'm not happy with everything that he's doing either, we supported Trump's election in 2016 as an outsider to say, hey, let's shake up this system here. Let's certainly not have a criminal mafia, you know, cartel leader named Hillary Clinton in charge of things. Let's try something different. So Google censored us first. But then now, about 2 years later, Google has shut off Mercola.com. So in other words, just because Mercola avoided a lot of the politics didn't save Mercola from being censored. And that's because Google is going after natural health information. And if you really think about this, Google is engaged in the suppression of human knowledge. Because what Natural News publishes and what Mercola published and many other websites like greenmedinfo.com, that's Sayer G's website, and even others like The Truth About Cancer and The Truth About Vaccines and so on, we publish human knowledge. We archive human knowledge, knowledge that can help save lives, knowledge that can help people avoid dangerous prescription medications, knowledge that can improve longevity, improve quality of life, prevent chronic degenerative disease from worsening or even developing in many cases. We are the true gems of human knowledge. We're the treasure chest for sustainable humanity. And the fact that we are being suppressed shows you that Google is in the business of suppressing human knowledge. It's about dumbing people down and preventing people from achieving health literacy. nutritional literacy. Google wants to make sure that nobody knows how amazingly powerful vitamin D is at preventing cancer, for example, or vitamin C at preventing scurvy or anything of that kind. Google wants to make sure that you are never aware of the healing properties of turmeric root, you know, the spice, or green tea, or I don't know, anything, you name it, superfood smoothies, superfood supplements, flax seeds, omega-3s, resveratrol, on and on. If Google can keep you in the dark and keep you illiterate on these topics, then they can deliver you as a customer to Big Pharma. And then that enhances Big Pharma's bottom line, which is, of course, the entire goal of all of this. The drug cartels are working in conjunction with Google and with Facebook and all the other tech giants, Twitter as well, to make sure that everybody is driven into the arms of a pharmaceutical pushing doctor who has been bribed by Big Pharma, by the way, to keep pushing toxic high profit medications and toxic chemotherapy and all the other things that go along with the mass medication of the world. So never forget that Google is your enemy when it comes to health and nutrition, when it comes to liberty, freedom, the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, even the freedom to vote in a fair and free election. Google is the enemy of humanity. And every individual who works for Google is an enemy of humanity. It's not just that the institution itself is evil, it's that the people who work there are part of that evil as well. Every Google engineer, every Google executive, every Google employee is part of a massive criminal conspiracy to suppress human knowledge, to keep people sick, to cause massive human suffering, and to prevent people from learning the truth about things that can help prevent disease and prevent suffering, things that can keep you healthier and more alive, more awake and aware, more productive, happier, things that can enhance your mental health as well as your physical health. They don't want you to know how healthy you can be. Google is the enemy of humankind. And never forget that, because when the day comes to hold Google accountable, we need to remember the evil that Google has done. That Google has been more dangerous to humanity than the entire Third Reich. The harm and suffering and death that Google has been complicit in carrying out against humanity actually dwarfs the number of people killed in the Holocaust. Google's control of information and knowledge and suppression of knowledge is something that Adolf Hitler could have only dreamed about. And it's worse than anything Adolf Hitler did in terms of censorship. Hitler burned books. Google has systematically destroyed all human knowledge that promotes health and life and happiness and disease prevention and all these things. Think about the level of evil that Google embodies, and you begin to understand why Google must be stopped, why it is the greatest danger that humanity now faces, and why every individual who works for Google is part of a massive criminal conspiracy. And every one of those people should one day be brought to justice. Whether that justice is going to come through the government or through a popular uprising is unknown to me. I don't yet know how justice is going to be served against these enemies of humanity who work at Google, who work at YouTube, who are part of Facebook and Twitter. I just know that a day of justice is coming. And when it comes, it will be swift. And it should be swift. It should be complete. It should encompass every person who has been part of the criminal cabal, a conspiracy against humanity. Techno-fascism. So stay informed on all this. Read my website, bigtech.news. Bigtech.news. Of course, I also publish naturalnews.com. And I have a video platform called brighteon.com, which is undergoing major improvements right now. It's going to keep getting better soon. Fans will be able to follow your channel and see all your new videos as you post them. So we're working on more features. Check it out, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.